Okay, let's get into our discussion of Eiruvin Lamed Ches, and we're going to talk today about one or two kedushos when there are two contiguous days of Yantif, of Shabbos, of Yantif, and it starts with the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches on Aleph, and of course it's related to the sugya, the first parak of Beitza on Daf Dal. The Mishnah quotes in the context of Eiruv Truman, that's where this comes up. If somebody wants to set an Eiruv Trum, a different Eiruv Trum for different days that are next to each other. If you have Shabbos and Yantif next to each other, or if you have 2 days of Yantif next to each other, or if you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah next to each other. So all of those permutations, what is the halacha if somebody wants to set an Erev Trum? Because after all, we know that you cannot take an Erev Trum to go in one direction and then switch that direction in the middle of the day. For the first half of Shabbos, I want to be able to go to the east, and for the second half of Shabbos, I want to be able to go to the west. That's not acceptable. That's not going to happen. So how do we look at days of Kedusha that are next to each other? Again, when days of Kedusha are on top of each other, are overlapping, not contiguous, that's a separate topic, right? If it's Shabbos Yantif on the same day, if it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, if it's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, all of those, we've had the discussion of how do we look at that Kedusha. Do we look at it as one blended Kedusha? It's Shabbos hyphenated Yantif, so to speak, or it's Shabbos and Yantif, Shabbos, comma Yantif, with many nafgaminas, just to mention the one in Chazal, the Gemara in Beitza and Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara discusses, Machlokas Shammai and Beis Hillel, how many brachas do we say when Yantif falls out on Shabbos? Beis Hillel says, well, we pass, and we say seven brachas. Seven brachas. Yantif and Shabbos are combined in the one bracha of the middle, while Beis Shammai says, no, we make eight brachas. We have the Shabbos bracha and the Yantif bracha. So the question is, what's that machlokas? What's that machlokas about? Right? And the Gemara says that on top, right? Yantif shachalis b'Shabbos, b'Shabbos yomer mispal shmona, v'yomer shal Shabbos b'fnei atzma, v'shal Yantif b'fnei atzma, v'shal omer mispal sheva, maskel b'shal Shabbos, masayim b'shal Shabbos, v'omer kedusha zayah b'emsa. What's the issue? The issue is it a blended kedusha or is it two kedushos? So that's in terms of overlapping. But now, what about contiguous, one after another? How do we look at that type of Kedusha? So that is the Machlokas in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Eliezer Omer, Yantav Aslamach L'Shabbos, when Yantav is right next to Shabbos, and you want to set two different Erevs, whether Yantav is on Friday or Sunday, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Erevin. You can set two different Erevs, meaning Eliezer seems to hold explicitly Shtei Kedushos. It's two different sanctities, and therefore you could do one Erev Tchum for the one day and one for the other day. Va'omer, and he could say, Eruvi Barishon, Barishon Lamizrach, Ubisheni Lamayrev. On the first day I'm going to the east, the second to the west. Barishon Lamayrev, Ubisheni Lamizrach, Eruvi Barishon, Ubisheni Kibidei Iri. One day I want to be without a Tchum. I want to just be like a somebody in my city. Eruvi Ubisheni, Barishon Kibidei Iri. So one can do that, one can split it. You have to make sure that the Erev is there at the beginning of each respective day. But that's Rabbi Eliezer, that two kedushos. V'chachavim omrim? No. O ma'ariv l'ruach achas, o ena ma'ariv kol ikar. O ma'ariv l'shnei yavim, o ena ma'ariv kol ikar. The Gemara talks about the double lashon. But either way, the Chachamim say, no, you can't split Erevs. You can't make two. It's not full two kedushos. So that's the shita of the Chachamim. And then the Gemara goes into, Ketzad Yaseh, how could you make an ear for 2 days? And the Gemara goes into it. The Gemara's Maskana, after discussing this back and forth, what do they hold? That Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's two Kedushos, and the Chachamim are Machmir. They're not Vade that it's one Kedusha, because as we see from the conversation, they don't say that. For Rabbanan says, the Gemara is Fuki Misafkalahu, V'hachalachumra, V'hachalachumra. They're just Machmir in both directions in order to cover their bases, whether it's two Kedushos, because it might be two Kedushos, because there might be one Kedusha, start with that side. Therefore, you cannot make two separate Erevin, but because it also might be one Kedusha, you also have Chumras the other way. So this is the Mishnah here. The Mishnah on tomorrow's Daf talks about Rosh Hashanah. How do you look at Rosh Hashanah? Right? How do you look at the 2 days of Yantif? Right? This is all in the Mishnayos here discussed. If you look in Beitza, Dav Dalid, the Gemara there has the three cases in a different context. Not in the case of the context of Erev Tchumin, but in the context of Beitza Shenolda. Beitza Shenolda, if you have a Beitza that's laid on the first day of a Yom Kedusha that's put together, is it Aser? It's Aser Mishim Nola that day. How about the next day? So if you look at it as one big day of Kedusha, so then Kedusha Achas, so then you would say that Beitza is still Aser. because it was late today, and it's Kedusha Achas. If you say it's two Kedushas, then it will be Mutter. So the Gemara quotes that it's a Machlokas about Shabbos and Yantif. It's a Machlokas about 2 days of Yantif. And Rosh Hashanah, everybody agrees. So the Gemara says, Dalar Amar Aleph, Itmar, Shabbos v'Yantif. Rav Amar Nolda Bazeh, Suru Bazeh. Rav says, if it's late on the first day, it's Asur on the second day. Rav seems to say, Kedusha Achas, when it comes to Shabbos and Yantif together. Rav Yochanan Amar Nolda Bazeh, Mutaras Bazeh. So Neima Ksava, Rav Kedusha Achasi. V'Amar Rav, but didn't Rav say that Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, Shtei Kedushos? So the Gemara says, no, they're arguing about Hachana de Rabba. A different did whether you're allowed to have a day of Hachana from one, whether a day of Kedusha has to have a day of weekday to prepare for it. That is Rabbah, and that's discussed at the beginning of Beitzah as well. That is one issue. Then we have the second one, that's on Dalet of Abayz, where the Gemara quotes, Itmar, Shnei Yemem Tovim Shal Galias, Rav Amar, Nolda Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh. Here Rav is Mekel. Rav says if it's born late on one day, then it's good to the next day, because Yotav Sheni, the two days of Yotav, that for sure is okay, one of them is weekday, and therefore it is Mutter on one of the days. Rav Asiyam, so it's not exactly the Kedusha, Shtei Kedusha issue, but more of the issue of what Yontif Sheni inherently is. But Rav Asiyam, Arnolda Zeh Asura Bazeh. Even here, Rav Asiyam, Arnolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh. Amazing what the Svara is. But again, we're going to see what Rav Asi Shita is. And then, third is the Rosh Hashanah. On the bottom, Itmar Shtei Yemem Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel Damri Shavayu, Arnolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh. Everybody agrees on Rosh Hashanah. It's Asur on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because of that Takana, a special din. As we know, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are different than the 2 days of other Yontif Shenis. Even in Eretz Yisrael, you have that. Okay, so that is all background, our Mishnah, and the Gemara in Maseches Beitza. So we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. We hold like Rabbi Eliezer in our Gemara that one could set two different Erev Tchumas, right? Paskin, we see the Paskin Mikra Din, two Kedushos. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Teh Zayin, Yontif Shechalios Sabach L'Shabbos, Beimi L'Faneha, Beimi L'Achareha, Oh, Shnei Yemem Tovim Shal Galias, that's even more Mekel, Yesh Lo La'arif, Shnei Erevin, L'Shnei Ruchos, right? One can make two Erevs, two Ruchos, right? It's pretty clear that Erev Tchumin applies to Yontif also, not just to Shabbos. V'somech aleizem em sheyirtza liyom rishon, and rely on whichever one you want on the first day, v'al erev shabruach shniyah liyom sheni. Om ha'arev erev echa l'ruach achas, v'somech alav echa l'shbishnei yamim, you can rely on one of the days, ubi yom sheni yekib b'nei ha'ir, v'yish lo apay ma'am alecha ruach, b'med v'am amurim, b'shnei yamim tovim shal galias, or Shabbos and Yontif. Aval b'shnei yamim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah, hari hein ki yom echad. Rosh Hashanah is like Yom Echad, right? We consider it L'chumra as Yom Arichta. You can only do one day, and that's why we have, as we know, the we're machmir to have the special new fruits or a new suit on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, just to cover. If you say that if it's one kedusha, we made a shechianu already when Rosh Hashanah started, so how can we make another shechianu? So that is why, well, we have something else that the Shech Yanu can have in mind. So we paskin two Kedushas. So there's a question that the Gemara already asks, but we'll ask it. The Gemara doesn't ask it explicitly, but the Achronim asks something similar that the Gemara asks, and we'll see in a second. And that is, if it's two Kedushos, so then why don't we make Havdalah in between the days? The first day has finished. The second day is starting. Right? Don't you make Havdalah? Right? Just like you're going to make Kiddush on the second night of Yontif Sheni or Shabbos Yontif, so why don't we make Havdalah? Why don't we make Havdalah in that regard? That's the question that the Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman deals with in Beitza, in Osches. Where is the Havdalah? So we usually know that Kiddush is when you're going up in Kedusha, and Havdalah is when you're going down in Kedusha. Havdalah is when you're going down in Kedusha, but let's say you have 2 days of Yontif Sheni. So there it's, you're not going up, you're not going down. It's equal. So you say, but we're not Misake in there. You're making Kiddush again, so why wouldn't you make Havdalah again? So the Gemara says that Rav Asi did do this. Rav Asi, based on the Havdalah base, made Havdalah between the 2 days of Yontif. And the Gemara asks, Rav Asi, Amar Nolda Bazeh Asur Bazeh, because he holds, it's, let's say, Kedusha Achas, so Lema Kasav Ravasi Kedusha Achasi, even on Yontif Sheni, Aivah Ravasi, Mavlu Yomotav Lachavre. Ravasi made Havdalah in between the 2 days of Yontif Sheni, the 2 days. So, how could you say he holds it's one Kedusha? You see, he made Havdalah. So, Ravasi was Sivuki Misafkale, Vahacha, Avid Hakalachom, Rachalachom. Really, Ravasi wasn't sure. he might be 2 day base kedushos, and that's why he made Abdallah. But maybe it was one kedusha, so that's why he wanted to cover himself. That's why he says no, the baseh sur baseh, but he still made Abdallah. That was Rav Asi. But now the question is, but why don't we make Abdallah then? But he made it because he was just being machmir to cover himself. But why don't we make Abdallah? So first, the Gemara asked, the Rishonim asked that. The Gemara says that he made Abdallah l'chumra just to cover himself. Asked the Shita b'Kubetzes, there, Maseches Beitza, Davdalin, how can he make Abdallah l'chumra? You only do a chumra if you're not risking anything. Abdallah is an extra bracha. It's a bracha l'vatala. If it's not shtei kedushos. And therefore, how could that be a chumra? Aren't you risking making a bracha she'ein etzricha? That's the question of the Shita in the name of the Ritva. Hiksha haRitva, the Mishum Sveika, Echimach, as Nafshi, Lomar Abdallah, Ubisavik Bracha Shein Etzricha, Sheishba Mishum Lo Sisa. Isn't it Lo Sisa? You're making a Bracha Shein Etzricha. So, first of all, the assumption of that question is that Lo Sisa is an Isser, making a Bracha Shein Etzricha is an Isser Daraisa. So, again, that's not a bad assumption according to some. Rov Rishonim hold that it's an Isser Darabanan, to make a Bracha Shein Etzricha, Bracha Levatala. You still make saying beautiful words. Baruch Adah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. He's making a beautiful statement. So that's Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Lakech HaLashav. So Rov Rishonim Bali Tosfos say, yeah, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan of Lo Sisa, not an Issa D'Araisa of Lo Sisa. Maybe that's what the Ritva is alluding to, or maybe he's holding like the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's an Issa D'Araisa. Take a bracha Shein Etzricha. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Afilchas Brachos Halacha Tesvav Kol Hamavarech Bracha Shein Etzricha Hari Zenose Shem Lashav Vahari Yu Kenishba Lashav. Right, that you can't answer Amen, and you can't make that bracha. It's terrible. The Rabbi Manoach there says, "Gavvi shanu omer baruch Hashem yiru edenu betilas arvis v'chazon amelach befodo brachas u'ein l'shorish b'alacha." There are some brachas that are nowhere in Shas. How can we say those? Afilu achi ein b'mishum losisa darabanan basroi teknua. The Gaonim were misakin it. V'arishus nesuna l'chol gadol shavachol dar vador. L'sakin bracha. L'fiyam eschadish l'anshei doro. Wow. Every Rav from every generation can make brachas based on what's mischadish to his generation. Again, we haven't done this since the days of the Gaonim. T'kai malan, yiftach b'doro k'shvu b'doro. V'kiva sh'teknua b'geula k'geula richta damye. V'nira sh'alzeh sama gonzal k'shetikin b'pidjan ha-ben bracha alakos u'b'b'samim ha-be'a arach me'inya pidjan ha-ben. And he quotes those related issues. But the Chachmas Adam also, in the Nishmas Adam, the Chai Adam, the Nishmas Adam also discusses this issue. How can, according to the Rambam, that it's a Daraisa, say how could the rabbis make up all brachas? All brachas are Darabanan, besides benching and maybe Birchas HaTorah. So how is it? Tzarech Iyun. This is in the Nishmas Adam in Klal Hei. I isa de bracha levatala, hi Daraisa, al mes samchu chacham im lasakin kol ha-brachas. Uminasin lahem rishus. V'davan ha-melech alav ha-shalam sha'amar bracha da-Hashem l'amdeni chukecha mihi tirlo v'yotzer achiyin. That the Rambam says that if you're not sure if you said birchas ha-motzi eino chozer mishin estabing lo in birich ha-motzi eino chozer mevarech, right, you don't make a bracha again, so you brachas la-akel mabakach kivet degam l'shitaso bracha levatali da-raisa kvo shechichu bizeh atosas bracha levatali is also da-raisa. So what do you mean? Stavik da-raisa l'kula, but it's saying a bracha she'in esrich is also da-raisa. He discusses this issue, and he says, "Harik siva kadosh Rambam kishenichsha v'hotzi Hashem yifayer v'yahader v'yomer baruchu la'olam va'ed kadesh lo yisayim levatala harei lahedya v'shiyomer achagav baruch misakein v'shiyisku tchila v'yemkein eich nomar kishomer tchila baruch yei over v'yevatala l'chein irali he limits it in a big way l'kulei ama. Really, the Rambam agrees ena over el kishiyasker Hashem below shum bracha o afilu bebracha rak shomer b'derek tzchok v'hitol debazeh Mesir Yikraso Mipanav. Avalam Mavarech Lahodos Lashem Shabar Priya Eitz. Av Kishalo Yochal Klum. Enka Nisid Araisa Klau. Elder Abanan Asruha. Afilu Farnifta Bebracha. Asu Ligro Bracha. He continues. So the Nishmas Adam limits it in a big way. But either way, this is the question of the Ritva. So how was he machmer just to say Havdalah, just to cover himself, because maybe it's Shtei Kedushos? Isn't that a Chumr Dasu De Kula? So the Ritva has two answers. Number one, maybe the Gemara doesn't mean it. It means he made Abdullah in davening. Okay. Or number two, he says, V'inami kivan de midaraisa chol gamar hula de reakol. Really, it's weak de midaraisa. V'chazi la havdala. Leka mishum bracha levatala. The iser bracha levatala derabanan he. So here he says a beferish, he switches like Bali Atosus. Ki the pirush mi rotam sechas brachas brachal of atal is derabanan. V'chiyev havdala mida raisa bein kodesh lachol. V'kiva shekain shaper igel lebruchi al asafik to call bracha shal torah imusavi yachal avarech al sfeikan. That's the safi. That's the pshat of the Ritva. Havdala is daraisa, brachal atal is derabanan, as we just explained according to many Rishonim, and even the Rambam is limited, and therefore it is okay. But the fact that Havdala is daraisa is also a big assumption, right? The Rambam holds that it's daraisa. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, as we know in Perek Chavtes, the Rambam tells us that Kiddush and Havdala are deoraisa. We read the Rambam. The Rambam says here, Chavtes Alamed, or about the Mitzvah Saseh l'kadesh, minatara l'kadesh is Yom HaShabbos b'dvar. Tzorach l'zachreyu b'knisaso u'bitziaso. B'knisaso b'kiddush hayom u'bitziaso b'avdala. The Rambam says that Kiddush and Avdala are two sides of the same coin, and one has to make Avdala midaraisa also, right? That the Magen Mishnah points that out, but he points out that other Mefarshim don't agree. For Isi a Mefarshim chalukim azeh, yeish sovrim k'divar Rabbeinu. Some say like the Rambam, and they take the Gemara literally, the real din. V'yeish shomrish Avdala einu el midivrei sofrim. Aval a Kiddush u'dvar Torah. That is the other Rishonim, says the Magen Mishnah. V'dad hildivrei akol echad adashav echad adashav chayavin heim b'kiddush hayom u'meimer mefureshes, that women are also included. V'avdala nami imu dvar Torah, if Avdala is daraisa, then nafkal anchiva denashim mehasam v'imhi divreyem dumya dekiddush tiknuha. So he says women are obligated in Avdala. That's really a machlokas Rishonim, whether women are obligated, but either way, that's about Shabbos, and Yontif is even a separate discussion, whether Havdalah of Yontif is going to be Daraisa. The Ritva says yes. Okay, this is all explaining Rav Asi's behavior, but again, now back to our issue, and that is, he made Havdalah because he wasn't sure, but we paskin shtei kedushos. So if we paskin shtei kedushos, so then why wouldn't, don't we make Havdalah? We have two Yantifs in a row, 2 days of Yantifs, so we don't make Avdala. So why wouldn't we make Avdala in that case? Rabbi Elchanan asked this question in Beitza, in Os Ches, Al-Kabanim Kasha, L'chol Ashitos, Kivan, Derav Asi Hidl Misvega, Shemeshtei Kedushos, Enoke, Kasha, Enlo Didan, Tevadei Shtei Kedushos, Sein, Lama, Einanum Avdila, B'mosa, Yantif Rishon, Telom Atzina, Plukta Bazeh. So says Rav Elchanan, interesting. Rav Asi had like the Manda Amar that if you don't make Avdalah on Motzi Shabbos, then you can be Mavdil the entire day, only Sunday, and therefore you only have 1 day to make Avdalah, and therefore you can't wait till Motzi Yantav Sheni because you'd be Mavsid Avdalah. But we paskin that you can make Avdalah until Tuesday through Tuesday. Anan Kaimelon to Efshar LaHavdil Gam Achar Yantav Rishon Imkein Hu Adem Yantif Efshar LaHamtin Avdalah Yom Tav Rishon Motzi Yantav Sheni. There's no push. You don't have to make Avdala the first day. So you can make Avdala afterwards. After all, it's going to be a Yantif, so you just delay it. You're not going to do Malacha, he says, before that anyway. There's quotes in Igros Ramah to that effect, and therefore, we just delay it. He then adds, though, that it's a little tricky, because Shabbos, you understand the issue. Can you make Avdala on Sunday, or even through Tuesday, because the first half of the week is looked at as connected to the previous Shabbos, and the second half of the week is looked at as connected to the following Shabbos. But Yontif, why should any of the days be connected? Let's say Yontif ends on a Tuesday. So why should, the rest of the week, you look at it as the first half of the week is connected to the Yontif, and the rest of what's left is Shabbos? You know, why should that have any bearing? Yontif is separate from the days of the week. So Miyu Hasam, he notes, How long do you have to make Avdalah? Right, there's no automatic days connected to the previous Yantif. So that's a interesting question. He then asks in Ono's test. He says, "What about? Remember that case in Misefa Shabbos in Klal Gadol, we had a lump this year about this. Somebody's walking in the desert and has no idea what day Shabbos is. So, which days could he add to Malacha? He counts 1, 6, 6, 1. But then asks Rabbi Elchanan, he should have to make Kiddush and Avdalah every single day. Lama lo yischayev v'chayom lekadeshu lahavdil misega daraisa ulasovim lahavdalah drabanan yischayev lekadesh. Right? Why shouldn't he have to do that? Right, because after all, you don't know what day it is. And if this is a Savi Daraisa, you should, and if you say, Bracha Sheyatzvicha is a Nisa Darabanan, so maybe you should have to make Avdalah every single day, and make Kiddush every single day. Right, we don't find that anywhere. That's his That's his question. It goes back and forth now. Do you go by the Rove in that regard? Okay. Either way, this is Rabbi Elchanan. But again, Shtei Kedusos Kedusha Achas. It seems like the Rabbanan were not misakin. Another issue that might have been brought up to answer some of these questions. The Rabbanan were misakin Kedusha Avdala, except if you're going up and down. Going up in Kedusha, you have Kiddush. You're going down in Kedusha, you have Avdala. But, you know, other than that, they don't seem to... it's not even brought up, according to the Mand Amar of Kedushas, beside that line of Rav Asi, who did a Lechumra, and the Mefarshim on that line. Okay, but either way, this is a couple of issues related to Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushos. Again, it's a bigger topic related to Rosh Hashanah and related to the other Chagim, but we will stop here.